10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
This is according to a person familiar with the matter.
The source, who is not named, due to the sensitive and evolving nature of the situation, so the discussions remain preliminary and is subject to what President Donald Trump decides to do. The president had previously said in a radio interview that he would consider sending troops to Memphis. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
Less than a month after Mason, Tennessee officials approved contracts to reopen the West Tennessee detention facility to house detained immigrants, the facility has already received its first detainees. The facility can house 600 people. Brian Todd, a spokesman for CoreCivic, confirmed that the facility was receiving detainees arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE representatives responded late Wednesday with a statement saying the first detainees arrived on Monday, and there are about 20 in the facility so far. For Jody Callahan, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Thank you. of a baby. Ooh, it's hot under covers, baby.
Man, I just woke up. Do you really want to?
Each time I see you again, to be sad. How can I be just your
I'm not afraid to learn. Yes, I'm ready to learn to fall.
WYX on 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. The soul is in the house. The soul is
don't
in the house.
Cut me loose.
Yeah, I could never have as much soul as the woman that is the queen that is sitting next to me. The queen of Memphis soul, Miss Carla Thomas. How you
I'm
feeling?
I'm sitting here. I'm so excited to listen to my own music.
Well, we are glad to give you that gift here at WYXR.
Thank you. It's wonderful
to see you always.
Oh, thank you. So great to see you too.
Well, tell me what's been going on. I know we just talked about October 10th. We're going to hear some music, and then you've got another event coming up soon here in a bit.
Yeah,
right?
On the 16th, want everybody to come out and celebrate B.B. King. You know, it's kind of like, well, he's not really my godfather. I probably have a whole bunch of those, but I was able to make it to this age. So, you know, he made it to, this is his 100th birthday
Amazing.
Celebration.
Amazing.
And so Royal and the Royal High Band is going to be there with Boo and others. And we're just going to do a little short tribute to the King of Beale Street, B.B. King.
Fantastic.
Doing his 100th celebration of his birthday.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, that's exciting. That's
but I
exciting.
Want everybody to come down here, too. It was going to be today, but we had to cancel it because so much going on in
right.
the world. So what we're going to do is move it to October 10th. And want everybody to come out to some previously recorded demos that you probably haven't heard.
Well, it's been an exciting few years because we had the Written in Their Souls with a lot of unreleased music people had never heard before and demos that people never heard before.
Right.
Now we've got the Live in 65 out there on the streets. People can hear all the amazing music from Wendy Renee and the Mad Lads and the Astors and the Charmels and all these other folks who maybe don't get that much recognition or that they should. But also, we got to hear y'all in Los Angeles doing y'all's thing, and there was a lot going on that review as well, too.
Oh, that's a real story that I would love to tell.
Well, talk to me about, what's my brother out there, Montague?
Oh, Lord, you ever heard of him?
I know about Montague. Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Y'all were out there when the Watts riots happened, right?
Yeah, well, let me tell you about Montague first.
Okay, all right.
You know, you all are fabulous people. We called them back in the day. You're broadcasters now.
The jocks.
Yeah, we call them disc jockeys.
Come on now, the super jocks.
Yeah, Ruben Thomas, the disc jockey. You know, had nicknames.
Right.
UJB, and I don't know what else they call you.
Some of it I can't say on air.
That's what I was.
They write it on the bathroom stall.
But Montague, actually, Montague was from one coast, and then he went to the next coast, because I think they ran him out of one coast,
the East Coast sometimes. To the West. I'm waiting on my turn.
But he was a great broadcaster. I mean, he was a great jock. One of the first, I can't think of the radio station he worked for at that time, but he called, he found out about the company. You all need to come up here. Because Satellite was just turning into Stax, right?
Right.
So we, Booker T, my dad, and me. I'm trying to think, was there anybody else on that show? At that time, probably not.
Okay.
But Booker and a bunch of us were playing our little set, and the band walked off. Montague had brought all these people. Montague probably had not paid. I want a lot of these young band members to understand, to listen. Montague had hired these young guys because, I mean, back in those days, you had a potpourri of artists. You had blues, and you had multicultural people. They sang the blues, and you had Jackie Wilson, or you had somebody singing pop or country or something. And he had gotten all these people together, and this band had practiced their stuff. So at the intermission, they didn't come back.
Mm.
So you know how gifted Booker and all of them were at that time, because we all listened to radio back in those days. So they went to Booker, well, we don't have anybody to play for John Lee Hooker, and all these people are showing up playing the blues. They said, Booker, can you play the blues? Booker, I can play anything. So they, all of them, Steve and all of them, came up there on the stage, and so they were playing. So he had told him he was going to give him some money, you know. Evidently, he must have told that first band the same thing. So after, so Miss Axton, Estelle Axton, who was that other part of Axton,
right.
Stax.
We celebrated her birthday earlier this week.
I know, it's fabulous. She was like our little den mother or something. And so we went down to the office, and Montague was nowhere to be seen. And so we said, where's Montague? They said, well, we thought Mr. So-and-so at the other office was supposed to pay Booker. And so we went down there, and there was nobody there either. So Booker said, well, I'm finally in the show business.
Well, I don't want...
But still, he paid for us to come up. Now, wait a minute. Here comes...
I ain't gonna hold
5 years later. Look, 5 years later, we want to go to L.A. Guess who invited us?
Montague.
And the song, who did Burn Baby Burn?
What's that? Some Disco Inferno.
Yeah, I forgot who did that tune.
Right,
but anyway,
the spot now.
They blamed that on him, but that record was already out. You know, it had nothing to do with the riots.
With the riots.
But Miss Axon said, y'all want to go? But by this time, Wilson Pickett was there, William Bell. All of them had hit records, so he said, I'll make up for it. So we came out there, but 3 days later, and I met the young man that helped put together Watts Stax concert, Tommy Jaquette. He was the nephew of Illinois Jaquette. I don't know if you've ever heard of Illinois Jaquette, a great jazz artist.
That's a pretty name. If I have a son, I might name him Illinois.
Isn't that interesting? But the Jaquettes were activists at that time, and kind of like we were talking earlier with Tanya about Betty Wright's. Those people were back in those days. They were in everything, at everything. And right. But that's why I said I'm so happy you play a lot of the older music, and she does too, so the younger people can see what's going on. But we had a Stax review, and it was at the 5-4 Ballroom. That's the album you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And I really want everybody to hear that one. Maybe we can play some when I get there.
Okay. We can figure that out.
In October, we can kind of pull some stuff.
Oh, you mean in October?
Not just that one album, right. The Sweet Sweetheart album. But so I didn't know anybody was recording it. You know, they did that back in the day.
Yeah, sometimes they pull one on.
And then they come 30 years later and put it out, and you know it's out.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm letting everybody know that.
Hey.
That's what happened.
We're going to speak truth to power.
But it's out now. But there's such a great story. The young lady, I went to TSU. I was out by this time, and I was at Howard at the time, but I think that's 1965. I was out, but I remember this because a young woman who was some kin to Tommy Jaquette, who helped the LA Rams formulate Watch Stax concert. So that's how the Jaquettes, she came up. This guy from TSU was living now in LA. He had been with Omega Sapphire. And he said, I couldn't believe when I saw your name. I brought this young lady. She was kind of like Betty Wright. She sang Gee Whiz in one little talent show. She said, you got to take me up there. And she was like a young girl. The next morning, she said, my mother want to cook dinner for you. I will come pick you up. So I said, wow, this is amazing. I got another little family in L.A.
Oh, beautiful.
So she took me to Watts. Mm. To see the Watch Tower.
Right.
You've heard of the Watch Tower, how this guy builds this thing up to the sky. And I was taking pictures and everything. She introduces me in 1965 to Tommy Jaquette, who was teaching passive, I forgot what they call it, to be able to take insults and things because they were part of the freedom movement.
Okay,
and they were getting ready.
Was it resistance?
Passive resistance.
Okay.
But she's telling me things that were happening in Watts. Now, I'm the only artist, of course, because she called me. I'm going to meet her mama. But I'm in an area that 3 days later is rioting.
Wow.
So Dad and I and William Bell, that Monday, because we were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after she took me back, and I sang that Sunday night, that Monday, William and Dad and I, we fly back. Booker gonna stay and find him some studios.
I was gonna say, because they cut a secret album while they were out there.
Well, they recorded a tape. Let's put it there. And then the it became Packers? A secret.
The Packers.
Oh, the yes.
Right.
So, Packy Axton. That's right, Packy.
Yes.
And Booker. I forgot Packy was on that.
Packy Axton, Booker, Steve Cropper.
Was Al Jr. with them?
I don't think.
Or Howard.
We have to look into it.
See, when I look on the album, they know more than I do because they did all the research. But that's been 1965. So we're flying back, and 3 days go by. And I said, Booker had told me, he said, well, we probably won't be on this flight. We're going to try to change our flight so we can look around and find some studios and maybe we can cut some albums or something up here. They didn't want to leave L.A. It was so cool, you know, and down to Santa Monica and all that. So I had talked to this young lady right before I left. Thank you so much for showing me a part of L.A. that I probably would never have seen because it's an African-American community.
Right.
And we're in kind of like the mid-L.A. area. 5-4 Ballroom was kind of like before you get to Inglewood or Compton or somewhere like that. It was like in the middle.
Sure.
So, and I turned on the TV that Wednesday. Book and them couldn't get out. I never will forget that day. See, that's a story that young people need to understand, that there's more than Up From Compton.
Right.
It's the stuff that happened way before that. A lot of this stuff is still happening, right? 2025.
Right.
And a lot of things were not, but what Stax was a product of new grants now, building Watts back up after the riot. That's sure. Really, but it was 5 years later, like 72, sure. Somewhere like that.
Sure.
So that's, I could tell my mother I had been there. I said, you're not going to believe this. What they're talking about on TV, I had dinner with some people, and I know about a little bit about why and what. Tommy Jaquette was one of the teachers. The same young man that helped put together the Watt Stax concert with the LA Rams.
Wow.
So here I am having a reunion with my peers, the Stax people, as well as with the Jaquettes.
Well, listen, we done went deep.
I told it too much already.
No, you didn't tell too much now, because you know we need these stories. But you know, there was a radio. We play music. I ain't played that many songs yet. So I'm gonna let them breathe and think about what you said, because that's gotta marinate. Excuse me. Let me get my words together. It's been a long morning, Miss Carter.
Marinate.
Right. And I got a song that unreleased on you. I don't know. You might whoop on me for playing it, but I got to hear
it.
It's one of my favorites of all time from you. So I'm going to play it, and then I might cut your mic on so you can talk a little bit to us about it. But I'm going to let them breathe for a little bit and let them know we're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. And Miss Carla Thomas is here. Give it up for her. Yeah, give it up for her. All right. A history lesson. We're talking Memphis. We're talking Stax. We're talking Watt Stax. We're talking 5-4 ballroom. We're talking live in 65. We're talking a whole lot of things.
Live in 65.
Come on now. 2025 now.
That's right.
And some of the same things going on.
Yeah, we got to fix it. We
got to get together. Straighten it out.
Look at Tommy. Go ahead, girl.
Let him breathe. Let him marinate.
Take me in your arms again.
that's a woman's love. You give me love I've never had. You make me feel good when I'm feeling bad. Come on and comfort me. Oh, baby, you know the way. I showed you how to love me right. So comfort me tonight. I'll make your way easy. Take your time. You know I demand it. Love me till I can't stand it. Come on and comfort me. Oh, baby, you know the way. I showed you how to love me right. So comfort me tonight. Just one touch, that'll be enough. You should know I'm so easy to love. So come on and comfort me. Oh, baby, you know the way. I showed you how to love me right. So comfort me tonight. Come on and comfort me, baby. Comfort me, darling. You know the way, baby. I showed you how, baby, to love me right, baby. Comfort me tonight. Oh, baby, I want you to come on, come on, come on, please come on. Another night here at home, with no one to love me. I look out my window and guess what I see? Two people having fun. Oh, I wish one was me, but that only goes to show that one can't and two can. Guess I'll have to spend another night without my man. I try to stay away, even though it hurts. And I know if I dream of you, that'll only make it worse. 'Cause after darkness comes day again, I wake up to find you didn't come in. There I've spent another night. There I've spent another night. There I've spent another night without my man. I walked the streets today with a worried mind and wonder to myself, am I just wasting my time? But I'll go back to my room and I hope another night? Will I have to spend another night without my man?
WYXR 91.7 FM. We're hanging out with Miss Carla Thomas. Listening to some demos now. We're just having fun.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of when you hear those songs?
When I'm hearing them now, sometimes they were so clean before we put so many tracks on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can hear the lyrics, you can hear the words, and then there's so many surprises on there because I didn't know Eddie wrote that. And, you know, the Knock on Wood guy.
Right, absolutely.
And he had just come to the label, and he was doing a lot of writing for me at the time. A lot of people don't know that. But to hear him singing with me is just really a wonderful surprise because I hadn't heard all the demos yet.
Mm,
and I love you for playing it for me.
Well, thank you.
And for the people out there.
Well, I had to make up because I played Blossom, and I know that's,
yeah,
that's that song there don't always make you smile, but it makes me smile. It's such a beautiful song.
Well, it makes me smile in that when I first came here, boy, I thought I was really singing. But, you know, maybe the rest of the world can hear it instead of it coming out online like it did without, any publication or something.
Well, you've got so many stories, and you know, it's such a joy that whenever we can bump into you around town, we can hear some of those things. But
I love it, and I love you.
Oh, I love you too, and thank you so much for spending time with me. I know it's a little longer than you, Tanya asked, so I'm really here on borrowed time.
Well, you know, I love radio. I came up under that, so you know, this is cool.
Anytime you want to be here with us, you can just come on. You don't have to ask. You just come on.
Okay, just come on. I like that. I like the way you put the come on.
Come on. And we thank Nikki for bringing you by.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And we've got Carrington, our new intern, hanging out.
She has the most beautiful smile, huh?
You want to load up one more? We can load up a couple more demos if you want to keep listening.
Yeah.
How about, we did Come For Me. How about Sweet Sensation?
Well...
You want to do another one?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just, I know it more so than the others.
Don't let the love light leave.
Yes. Don't let the love. I wrote that. That's why.
Don't let the love light leave. Take away that light.
Miss Carla, you know who's never been on my show?
Who?
Your sister.
I thought she had.
She's never been on my show.
Actually, I thought she came and brought me on.
She's never been on my show, so this might be a little unusual. I'll play a couple from your sister, just so that maybe that entice her to come by and see
it. Do you know she actually put A Woman's Love on one of her albums?
Oh, really?
Yes, she did.
This is one that...
I'm going to cut one of your songs.
This is one of hers that's very rare. I've been looking all over for this record. I think I might have to spend a few hundred to get it. Yeah.
She'll be happy to know that, don't you?
All right. This is a beautiful song. I should have played it last when we say goodbye, but we're going to be here for a little while before Devin gets in. How about this? This is a goodbye song.
Still feel good.
right. We hate to say goodbye. We got to start off Friday. We got a hip Friday.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah. Y'all got to, you know.
We're going to be swinging around town. You know how we do when we get together. Miss Carla Thomas has been in hanging out with us on a beautiful Friday in Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all be cool out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all
please
know.
Please do.
We got to be cool. Yeah, we can't be. We can't
love.
Do
you like Don Cornelius, bless his heart. Love.
Well, you can give the people.
Peace and soul.
You can give people a benediction, a word for them. Just say your peace. I won't stand in your way.
You know, you can't love others unless you love yourself. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. This is Carla Thomas and who?
Jerry J.B. Boy.
Ooh, we're saying have a good day.
You too. All right. Love you, Memphis. Here's Devin.
Yo, this is DJ Spanish Fly, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Raised by Sound.